Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dundee. For interesting questions or to find out more about something or to comment, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, or find me on @DavidDundee on most social media channels, and of course find the podcast on fmr.co.za. A big, bold SUV in menacing black in my driveway. The Mercedes GLE, the mid-size SUV that still has a diesel motor. This isn't their biggest, but it is big. Full-size mountain bike swallowed in one gulp big. With a few firsts for me, like back seats with a button to release electronically from the boot to fold them forward, but also a lever from the passenger well to do it as well. The dual use of old and new tech just really worked. Of course, a button to move the passenger seat with the driver's seat controls is new for me, also, as is a place to store the rear cover for the sort of boot area under the carpet of the boot. I loved that. Also, the off-road modes, particularly the instrument panel in 4x4 mode. All sexy and off-roader-ish with yaw angles and all sorts of stuff that you probably don't need, but you're going to love. With the camera displaying doing intuitive stuff for you with special views on demand, or even popping up automatically if you've set it that way. It is more soft-roader than Sirius 4x4, but properly capable, but it's not one you're going to drag through the bush backwards. It's way too civilized for that, and the paintwork, supremely pretty. I wouldn't be the one to have it all scratched up. This is a properly luxury bruiser. Now, while we're on that topic, it's marked 300D, but in modern parlance in cars, that makes it a 2-liter. Don't ask me. But anyway, that puts out 198 kilowatts and 500 newton meters, and therefore it is a bruiser. And with an electric 15 kilowatts to add, which is regeneratively added. Which means if you don't use the 0 to 100 capability of 8.9 seconds in the all-wheel drive, you should do better than the 7.5 liters and 650 kilometer range that I achieved. Now, parking assistance, emergency braking, and the light are included in the sticker price, but the eye-wateringly expensive options list is required for adaptive cruise control, as are the magnificent heated and cooled seats going to take another tick from your right hand. CarPlay and the like are, of course, included, but wireless charging is paid for in one of the packages, and you're probably going to settle with buying one of the packages. Now, this is a luxury barge and will swallow those you love and the stuff they love with ease for a long trip. You know that comes at a price. All of the good looks, economy and performance and elegance will set you back 1.83 million rand. That's if you don't check those boxes, and I would. The old ML class of yaw is, of course, gone, but this GLE feels more like the rest of the Mercedes range, way more than the ML sort of felt like an outlier. And it does this while fulfilling the need the ML tried to. This is a way more desirable result. If you can afford one, the 300D variant of the GLE is all the GLE you could ever need. But that AMG 63 top-of-the-line siren calls for the price of two of these. And that was the Mercedes-Benz GLE 300D 4MATIC. And that's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dundee. If you have questions or you want to find out more about something, please drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDundee on those social media channels. That's DavidDundee, and find the podcast on fmr.co.za.